From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Dave Montague and Vicki Snyder about the regional premiere of the musical The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Both Dave and Vicki star in the show that opens tonight at Peoria Players Theater. Dave and Vicki, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Now, most people are probably familiar with the character of Quasimodo in this show, but Dave, let's talk about your character. You play Frollo, the adopted father of Quasimodo. In broad strokes, some people might say that he is the villain of the show, but it's a bit more complicated than that.
It is a little bit more nuanced than that. Yes, he is definitely the antagonist of the piece, but like all of us, he's a flawed individual. He's got his own backstory. He's got his own struggles. It's not purely a one-dimensional character where the audience just walks in like, yep, this is the bad guy, time to hate him. No, I hope to make that a little more conflicted for the audience, that they actually feel a little bit for the pain he's going through in the show.
And set the stage for us when it comes to Frollo's relationship with Quasimodo.
Yes, so you'll learn in the backstory of the musical, there's probably about a 10-minute backstory that's used as a prelude to the piece, where you learn a little bit about Frollo and why he's developed this intolerance towards gypsies and where some of that hatred comes from. And so that is where kind of his relationship with Quasimodo also begins. So it's a little bit of a conflicted relationship. Yes, he's his adopted father, but it's not quite that simple, as the audience will find out.
And Vicki, you're playing Esmeralda in the show. And is this your first time on stage with Peoria Players?
With Peoria Players, yes. Yes, it is. It's not my first time in Peoria, though, and it's not my first time on stage. Mm-hmm. I've been doing theater been doing it since I was a young girl, but it's been a real treat to meet everyone at Peoria Players and to work in that space and to work with Travis. It's been a real delight.
So what brought you out to the theater for this production? Was it the chance to audition for this particular role?
It was the show, yeah. Of course, the show. The music is just, it's beautiful. And the role of Esmeralda is, it's a good one. It's a fun one. You know, she's kind of the star of the show. She's the object of affection for, it's my show. No. She's a neat character because she finds herself in this position, you know, loved by, I guess, three different people in three different ways. And she, of course, falls in love with one of them, but she also feels a different kind of love for Quasimodo. So we have Quasimodo and we have Phoebus, who both love her, but she kind of is able to experience friendship and like a pure love with Quasimodo, I feel. And then, of course, the romantic love with Phoebus. And then, you know, with Frollo,
It's a one-sided love, unfortunately.
It's a one-sided affair there, yeah.
One of the things that I really appreciate about the score is the complexity and the ambition of the writing. It's a very choral musical score, which is not something you see a lot of.
It's a wonderful piece. It's the first musical I've ever heard that has both a completely on-stage choir as well as a traditional musical ensemble or chorus. We have over 60 members in the cast, 30 of whom are on stage during the entire show singing Latin as a type of underscoring to the piece.
Yep, well,
and this is in addition to all of the 30-odd on-stage cast members playing a variety of roles.
There's a line that comes back at the beginning and at the end of the show that says, "What makes a monster and what makes a man?" Is that something that you see coming out not only in Quasimodo's character but also in Frollo's?
Oh, absolutely. It's a common theme throughout the piece about monster is not necessarily a physical characteristic. Mm-hmm. It's who you are inside.
As you've been getting closer to opening night, I've been seeing more and more photos of the set and the costumes. So talk a little bit about the set for this piece, which is, it's kind of a monster in itself.
Stunning. It's an absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful set. It's a two-story, completely wood-built set with stained glass window effects and five ginormous bells that are hanging. We have rented five specialty bells from Wisconsin, which measure from 3 to 4 to 5 feet tall, and the largest of which weighs 150 pounds. And these are on stage during the entire show and are actually rung, quote unquote. They're not actually made of metal. That would be even more expensive. But they're absolutely stunning, and they just add to the beauty of the piece. In addition to the physical beauty of the set, Lisa White and her team have developed amazing costumes for us. They've been working on the costume designs for this show for over a year, ever since it was first announced. And it shows. The costumes and the colors are vibrant and absolutely stunning.
You mentioned, Dave, before that this is atypical for a Disney musical production, right? It doesn't necessarily have that warm, fuzzy glow at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some very, very profound feelings. It makes the audience think. As actors in the show, what do you hope is the takeaway for audiences that are seeing the show for the first time?
I want them to be moved by this idea of true love. Because even as I've kind of worked on Esmeralda, I've been asking myself this question, you know, does she really love Phoebus or does she really love Quasimodo? Mm. Honestly, I'm not quite sure. Is it possible to love two men in two different ways? I mean, I suppose it is. But I want the audience to come away just really touched by the character of Quasimodo, first of all, and what he sacrifices. And I also want them to be kind of taken away, I guess, from today. I kind of want them to be able to escape into this story because it is certainly romantic and exciting and nerve-wracking and stakes are high because there's a whole people group that are going to be, attacked. So I want them to truly just kind of come away, escape for a little while, and also be touched by hopefully a beautiful story of love and friendship and sacrifice.
I want them to come away enjoying the stunning score, and I would challenge any audience member not to feel moved by the beautiful story and the incredible score and the swelling of music at the end of the show when we have over 60 cast members singing this beautiful score together. It's awe-inspiring.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking with Dave Montague and Vicki Snyder about Peoria Players' production of The Hunchback of Notre Dame. The musical opens their 99th season. Performances begin tonight and continue through Sunday, September 17th. Thank you both for being with us and Break a Leg.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow night, the Spirit of Peoria presents Tropical Rock and Roll for Your Soul with the Coco Loco Band performing live on their evening riverboat cruise. A little bit luau, a little bit river, a whole lot of fun. Dinner is served dockside at 7 p.m. with the cruise time from 8:15 to 10 o'clock. For tickets, call 309-637-8000. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can listen to this interview on the NPR One app or by subscribing to our weekly podcast. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.